I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the story of two college roommates, a basketball tournament with a $2 million prize, and a plan to challenge ALS. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
I want to take you way, way back in time to a Wednesday, when many very smart people were telling us that Thursday's MLB trade deadline was shaping up to be boring. Sellers were asking for too much, buyers weren't willing to pay, the sky was falling, yada, yada, yada. How did that all work out?
Well, the Houston Astros traded for Zach Greinke, and that sort of saved the entire trade deadline story. Greinke was by far the highest profile player to move.
Yeah, so the Astros acquired Zach Greinke in the last few seconds before the trade deadline. The Tampa Bay Rays weren't quite so tardy. They made 8 trades in less than 4 days. And I would ask if Rays fans even recognize their team anymore, but that presupposes that there are Rays fans.
Well, there are several Rays fans, and I think that the basic roster is pretty much the same. They got a lot of money back in these trades, but they did create some depth on their roster, which evidently was the only thing they really needed.
As you know, Charlie, the Miami Marlins have a reputation for holding fire sales. This week, 538 analyzed the Marlins' past deals and determined that the team has traded away 23 of the top 25 players in their history, which kind of explains why the team has never retired a player's number.
This is a team that's all about putting money in its owner's pockets and not about keeping faith with the fans, let alone the players. But this has clearly been the business plan for this franchise, to get really good for 1 year and then stink for the next 5.
Last week, the LA Clippers revealed the plans for their proposed $1 billion-plus arena. This week, Clippers owner Steve Ballmer told the LA Times that when they move to their new home, the team might consider adopting a new team name. Good idea?
Well, I don't understand why. I certainly could understand why, you know, a really bad team would change its nickname to try to get out from under the stench of, 50 years of futility or something. The Clippers have Kawhi Leonard coming to town. The Clippers are going to be fine, and the Clippers is a cool name. I don't get this one. I mean, I do get it. I mean, it's a way to sell a whole bunch more jerseys and things.
On Monday, the U.S. Soccer Federation released a letter claiming that female players are actually paid more than male players. This would be a response, of course, to the lawsuit the women have filed against the federation. Are you convinced?
Oh, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? They included the salaries of the women from professional league in the United States. It's such an obvious scam. I don't know who they were trying to fool with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. They do pay those salaries, the Federation does, but it's extra work for extra pay.
Well, not just that, but if Megan Rapinoe decides to make $20 mowing lawns in her neighborhood, are they going to include that too? It's just, I mean, it's awful. It's awful. Just pay the woman what they're worth.
Charlie, last week we talked about Jalen Ramsey, who showed up to Jaguars training camp in an armored truck. This week we've got Antonio Brown. Would you like to tell us what form of transportation he took to Raiders training camp?
Yeah, he has appeared at training camp in a helicopter before, and he went to Napa, which is, where the Oakland Raiders train, and he came in a hot air balloon and said, I thought it would be exciting to switch it up, and good for you, Antonio. And sounds like a perfectly charming way to get to training camp, if you have to go to training camp.
Well, while he floated high above Napa Valley, Brown talked about working hard and doing the right thing by the fans and, quote, making the Raiders great again. It was all about the team. But there was one bit of his message that was less humble.
Oh, Raider Nation, I'm here in Napa. It's time to get to work, baby. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Get to work.
Get it, Antonio Brown, AB?
Yeah.
Get it?
That's really cool. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you can work on and think of when you're blissing out in your hot air balloon over Napa. Your mind just wanders.
And finally, Charlie, I've got some dismaying news for you. The Knights of Royal England, which hosts about 80 jousting tournaments every year, has decided to turn refereeing over to the VAR, or video assistant referee. Is this how it begins?
It really does. There are, of course, complaints from the purists that it would, quote unquote, ruin the authenticity of the sport. The fundamental thing that ruins the authenticity of the sport is the fact that nobody dies. Nobody gets killed doing this. But luckily now they have replay so they can tell where the lance hits. There's There's apparently 5 if you hit the guy in the helmet, which doesn't sound good at all, 3 on the shield and 2 on the torso.
Well, what I really question about this story is not whether or not the robot is going to get the call right, but the fact that nobody had ever heard of the Knights of Royal England until they decided to have VAR.
Well, it's obviously a marketing scheme.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.